In today's news, we have updates to port arrival times for Castaway Club members, dining reservation process updates for Disneyland and Walt Disney World, headline news, trivia, and so much more on today's Disney's Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right.
Hey, welcome.
It is August. Can you believe that? August.
It is August. 14th. And we're already into the second week already.
I know. It feels like, oh my God, time is flying. Time is flying.
Actually, we're pretty much almost 3 weeks into it.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
You did something Disney. You stayed at a Disney resort.
I did do something Disney. We know you absolutely did not.
Nope, I did not.
But it's okay. We forgive you. I did. I had a little after birthday stay since my birthday fell during the week. And I'm not partying on the week, on a school week. Or what we call school week now, which is work.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I had a weekend stay at the DVC side of Disney's Boardwalk.
Cool.
So it was nice. It was good. Did a little boardwalk. Had a little dinner at Toledo as well.
Ooh.
So I haven't been there in a while since they opened. So it was really good. Enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Also visited my home away from home, the Boathouse, on Friday.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I know. Darn.
I'm shocked.
What else would I do? So,
hey, up at Toledo, did you go to the bar at all?
I walked over there. Mm. I looked, but I didn't see anybody that I recognized. No. I didn't see him either, no.
You didn't see Mike Sass?
No, I didn't. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Maybe he left.
He might have. I wasn't really looking, but yeah, yeah. I did walk over there briefly for a couple seconds.
Yeah. I really enjoy the food up there. I think it's a really good place for food.
It is. It's on the Michelin star list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, so.
And what's going on at the boardwalk? Inside, they built a coffee shop. God, have I been there? I don't think I have.
There is the coffee shop in the main check-in lobby.
Yep.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely busy during the mornings. I'll give you that. I went there once, and there is one guy and one lady trying to make all the drinks, and the guy is just still bringing in drinks.
Wow.
He's got a stack of receipts down there, and she's like, "You need to help me." And he's like, "Okay, after this drink." I'm like, "I think it's time to stop."
After this drink, there'll be 14 people behind me.
But that gets a little packed. I think they're only open from like 6 to 3 or so.
Why not?
It's a little under. I didn't get that either because there's nothing else there besides that. Other than that, you got to go down to the boardwalk.
Yeah, which I don't like. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a walk.
Interesting. Is it Joffrey? I'm assuming it's Joffrey's coffee.
I don't know what it is. It didn't say Joffrey's on it, but it probably was. I wouldn't doubt it. So they got some pastries and stuff there too to choose from, and parfaits and milk and the usual. Accoutrements.
Was your DVC room remodeled or not yet?
All the DVC rooms have not been touched yet.
Okay.
So the inside was finished first, and according to the bartender at the lobby bar that's upstairs on the inside, that had just, she had said they just finished the inside.
Oh, okay.
So they're about to flip over to the DVC side here, I assume, soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that lounge up there.
Yeah, it's a nice little lounge. I enjoyed it. Was there one of the nights. Would have loved to go one more just to relax and sit down. But it was nice to at least visit and see it, hang out for a little bit. I'm kind of glad I did get to see the rooms before the remodel, so it gives me a reason to go back again and see what they look like after they're done.
Yeah, yeah. What did you have, a studio, one bedroom, two bedroom?
I had a one bedroom studio.
Oh, okay.
So, cool. I mean, no, one bedroom villa. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I had the one bedroom villa. So I like the little added space. It's nicer.
Yeah. Yeah, the extra kitchen is also nice too.
The kitchen, washer and dryer. You need it. Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get into the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
All right, first, let's start with book your 2024 vacation at Walt Disney World package and be entered to win a free Disney Cruise for Four. That's right, a cruise for four free. You can contact us to start your 2024 planning by going to DisneyParksPodcast.com/D, the number two, the word travel. Rules are these. Your package must include a minimum of 4 nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposit must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must be taken after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of the booking will result in the forfeiture of the price. Cruise dates are subject to availabilities. So there you go.
Yes, they are.
Come join us. Cruise away. La, 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 la. Speaking of cruises, James.
Stay a little bit. Yes, speaking of cruises, update the port arrival times for Pearl Castaway Club members. Pearl Castaway Club members now have the new benefit associated with their Castaway Club status. Guests who are Pearl members can come whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have no need to check in. They have no longer the need to select the port arrival time. As long as you're a Pearl status, you can arrive there when, well, I mean, I don't think it's, can't go that early, but
yeah,
you cannot, you do not have to select the port arrival time as long as you're Pearl status. So
yep.
You just pull up, your thing and say you're Pearl and they will say, here you go.
Yep.
Please note all other guests though, you still need to follow the current process by selecting your port arrival time. As a reminder, the online check-in windows are as followed. 40 days prior for Pearl Castaway members, concierge, wedding vow, renewals, VIP, media, and Make-A-Wish guests. 38 days for platinum, 35 days for gold, 33 for silver, and 30 days for all other guests.
And you will be the last people on the boat.
Pretty darn close.
Exactly.
Unless the other three before Pearl don't or don't want to come that early.
Yeah, don't book any time.
I personally do.
Yeah. How many cruises are you away from Pearl? A lot?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, okay.
What is it, 25, right?
25.
Yeah, I am only at like 15.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Yeah.
That's a better stroke than I got.
14 or 15, somewhere in there, I think. Yeah.
All right.
You're
cruising along, James. You'll make it.
I am cruising along one cruise at a time. That's all you do.
All right, let's talk about dining. Dining reservation process has been updated for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. Resorts continue to roll out enhancements to simplifying planning and making the guest experience more convenient so guests can spend more time enjoying their visit with loved ones.
Hooray.
In the coming days, which has already happened, actually, they will update how guests can book dining reservations to make it easier to discover and book reservations on the Disneyland website, the Disneyland app, and on the Walt Disney World website and the My Disney Experience app. These updates include the following. Number one, visibility of all available restaurant slots. Guests will now see all available restaurant slots available to them for their selected dining location and the time frame on the Disneyland website or app. And Disney World website or app.
I believe that was already opening and working when I was on my stay, actually.
Yep.
So
currently, only a few available reservation slots that fit the guest selection timeframes were shown. Now they're showing you everything, which I would prefer because then I can make a better informed decision.
Yeah. I can take the 9:05 even though the 9 o'clock wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, reservation slots are sorted by meal period. Reservation availability will be sorted by meal period, so guests can view which menu is being served during the time of their reservation. For example, it will be clear to guests whether they are serving lunch or dinner, which is typically served at 4 p.m. So those updates have been rolled out to all the websites, the iOS and the Androids. So I think it's a step in the right direction. And now if they would just tell us how many reservations they're holding back so that we can see the real number. Because I still think they hold back stuff and they release it periodically. Like, they don't put out all of the California Grill for that specific day. I think they put out a portion of them, and then, you know, 30 days later, another portion. Just my theory. I'm wrong, probably. But that's okay. I like that.
Yep.
Hey.
Next up, Walt and Mickey Dreammaker statue debuts at Hong Kong Disneyland in October. Why Dreamer's Point is not listed in this article yet, I don't know. I'm going to leave that one alone. Yep, because this one's going to be first. It's okay. It's fine. Moving along, Hong Kong Disneyland Resort, Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse statue will be placed near the Castle of Magical Dreams to celebrate 100 years of dream making at the Walt Disney Company and Hong Kong Disneyland's 18th anniversary. Wow, 18 years.
Yeah.
And no, it was that quick already.
I know, it's nuts.
We are honored to celebrate 100 years of Disney with the arrival of Walt and Mickey, the dream makers who started it all, said a statement from Hong Kong Disneyland Resort. Clay Maquettes of Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse for the Dream Maker statue were created by Walt Disney Imagineering sculptors Patrick Simmons, Walt and Irma Yazzie for Mickey. Before being sculpted into full-size form, foam by Walt Disney Imaginary dimensional designer Scott Goddard. Hmm. The Walt and Disney Dreammaker statue will be placed near the park's Castle of Magical Dreams.
Yeah. I saw a picture of it. It's very cool looking. Kind of looks like our Dreamer's Point, but our Dreamer's Point does not have a Mickey. Theirs has a Mickey and a Walt. So,
yes.
I mean, all right, we have a big, you know, Walt statue with Mickey in the Magic Kingdom, but I get it. But it's still a very cool looking statue. So, that's cool. Hey, if you're heading to Disneyland for the holidays, the Christmas season starts November 10th at Disneyland. Halloween preparations are underway. They're probably up by now. But Christmas will return November 10th to January 7th, and here are some of the fun things that are coming. You have Disney's Festival of Holidays, which is a holiday food festival, you know, kiosks. Gotta have some kind of food and wine thing. Featuring the taste, the sounds, the traditions of Christmas, Navidad, Diwali, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and the Three Kings Day. So whatever thing you celebrate, they got food for it. Yes. Christmas Fantasy Parade, this popular annual holiday parade down Main Street, USA, in Disneyland, stars characters from Frozen, Toy Story, and, of course, Santa Claus. Believe in the holiday magic at Disneyland. The skies over Sleeping Beauty's castle will be illuminated with holiday-themed fireworks and even a dusting of magical Christmas Snoop. Next up would be World of Color, Seasons of Light. Hundreds of fountains and colorful lights present holiday moments from Disney's animated films on water scrims across Paradise Bay in California Adventure. Don't forget about It's a Small World Holiday. The seasonal overlay that transforms the beloved attraction into holiday cruise around the world. Haunted Mansion, Jack Skellington and his pals from Nightmare Before Christmas continue their Halloween takeover at the Haunted Mansion, complete with gruesome gingerbread house created by the Disneyland culinary team in the ballroom. This thing, I think, has been going on for like 30 or 40 years now. They've been doing this.
The overlay?
Yeah. Gingerbread. The gingerbread house.
Oh, the gingerbread?
Yeah. It's been a long, long time. Mater's Jingle Jamboree and Luigi's Joy to the World, both Cars Land's attractions in California Adventure, will take on seasonal spirits for the holidays. Get it? Holiday? Anyway. Mickey's Happy Holidays, this is Disney and Pixar characters, will march through California Adventure to the festival beat of holiday toy drummers several times a day for the holiday season. And this starts November 10th through December 24th. Santa will pose for jolly family photos in Critter Country, Redwood Creek Challenge Trail in Disney's California Adventure, and the Grand California Hotel and Spa and Disneyland Hotel. Santa is everywhere you want to be.
Everywhere. And then some.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Very. It's like he's multiplicity.
Santa's at the door of our hotel.
Again?
Why? Again? I don't know why, but he's there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff going on at Disneyland.
That is a lot. That's jam-packed is what that is.
What they didn't mention, though, is the candy canes. They make, you know, homemade candy canes there, and they didn't mention that they will be on sale this year.
Uh-oh.
Usually I have to go in the morning and get...
Just to get it.
Yeah, get on the wait list and get a ticket number so that they'll tell you what time you have to come back for your candy cane. Anyway. Hey, what's next, Mr. James?
What's next? A new restaurant at Epcot is set to open at the end of August. Disney is opening a new restaurant called Shikisai Sushi Izakai on August 30th. If y'all don't know where this is, I've seen worse. That wasn't that bad. But so if y'all don't know where this will be replacing the sit-down dining that is right next to the Teppanito upstairs. Yep. Don't really know what happened to the old one, but they have changed it, and there is now Shikisai. Mm-hmm. The restaurant will offer a unique dining experience inspired by Japan's seasonal festivals. Each month, guests can enjoy different festival-themed dishes guided by a cultural representative. The restaurant's ambiance will reflect Japan's festive atmosphere with hand-painted artwork and lanterns. The menu will include Japanese dishes like kobori sushi, Tokyo negi roll, funamori, and the monster roll, as well as teppan items and an open sushi bar and grill. The restaurant will also feature izakai cuisine, known for its small plates designed for sharing in a social setting. Grilled items such as okonomiyaki, a savory pancake, will be available too. The writer is excited about the new restaurant, especially the sushi bar where guests can watch the chefs work. Reservations and booking dates are yet to be announced by Disney, which we know where Tony's going.
Yeah, I'm going there.
I'm probably joining you.
I saw some pictures of the food. It looked spectacular. So
I have to wait.
Take part.
See? Yeah.
It ought to be interesting to try to get a reservation for that place.
Ugh. Well, at least now you can see all the times.
Yeah, exactly.
None.
Exactly.
Zero.
Hopefully they do lunch and dinner and not just dinner.
And maybe breakfast. They might want to start early.
That's fine.
Just do lunch sushi for breakfast at breakfast time.
Yeah.
Just do lunch at breakfast time.
Yep. Just put my sushi in a bowl of Frosted Flakes. I'll be fine.
There you go. Let's replace the Frosted Flakes with the sushi.
Exactly. All right. Hey, last week we had a trivia question. It was this: in the Haunted Mansion ballroom scene, how many dancing ghosts are projected via Pepper's ghost effect? And the answer is 32 ghosts are dancing in the ballroom scene. 32. And the winner is Rick. And as we like to say around here, Rick, it's in the mail.
It is in the mail.
All right. This week's trivia question is, which Tokyo Disneyland restaurant is famous for serving unique popcorn flavors? And what are some examples of those flavors? If you know the correct answer, send that to @DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. So that ought to be very interesting answers we're going to get. All right. Over at Saratoga Springs, Artist Palette is getting some new food items.
Yes,
Saratoga
it is.
Springs Resort is introducing new food offerings at Artist's Palette starting a couple days ago, August 9th. They highlight upcoming dishes including avocado toast, French toast for breakfast, and the addition of create-your-own entrees for lunch and dinner. The grab-and-go section will feature items like charcuterie, a turkey BLT, while the pizza menu includes an updated margarita pizza. Dinner options will include homestyle meatloaf, sauteed garlic shrimp, and herb roasted chicken with various sides. The Saratoga salad and ham and cheese panini remain on the menu, and new desserts will also include the Derby Day pie and the signature Artist Palette cookie. That's the cookie that you paint, if you don't know. If you don't know.
If you don't know. Live action, The Little Mermaid lands on Disney Plus September 9th.
That was a boo-boo. This is about...
Yeah, it is. This Disney should be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Tony.
This is about the new Hey Disney thing for Alexa.
Ah, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, we're going to move that one. So anyways, Hey Disney. Disney has launched a new voice assistant product called Hey Disney for Alexa technology in the United States. The subscription-based service is available on supported Echo devices and brings Disney magic into homes. Here are five ways family can enjoy this subscription. Learn Disney jokes. Can Hey Disney provide family-friendly jokes and riddles featuring iconic characters like The Lion King, Goofy, Fozzie Bear, and Mater? Users can ask for jokes or fun facts to lighten the mood or entertain kids. Listen to Disney-themed soundscapes. Users can request Disney-themed soundscapes to create immersive environments based on favorite Disney stories, saying, Hey Disney, play a soundscape. Transports users to various Disney universes, including Star Wars, Coco, and Frozen. Take a trivia challenge. Hey Disney offers over 300 Disney-related trivia questions. Users can engage in family trivia competitions on topics ranging from parks and characters to movies and history. Play along adventures. Hey Disney presents interactive audio and visual experiences that guide users on imaginative journeys. Play Along Adventures features beloved characters such as Goofy, Dory, Anna, Olaf, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Tiana, Mater, C-3PO, R2-D2, The Muppets, and Genie. Users can go on themed adventures by requesting specific characters. Listening to classic storybooks. Hey Disney enables users to listen to classic storybooks. Families can enjoy narrated tales of their favorite characters by simply saying, Hey Disney.
So I subscribed because I was curious. And I mean, some of it's fun. And the Genie voice obviously is not Robin Williams, but somebody impersonating Robin Williams doing the Genie, which you can tell. So it's fun. It's interesting. I like playing the trivia most of all. But, you know, and the thing is, too, so I have two Echo devices. It will only play on my Echo Show, not on my other older second gen Echo.
I don't think it works on the 15 either.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. It's select devices, which is stupid.
Yeah. So. I put mine on mute. Oh. I wasn't having this go off 15 times.
What do you mean? I don't know what that is. I don't care for it.
Would you like me to learn this? No, yeah, not right now. No, maybe later.
No. All right, kids, how about some headline news?
And now, the headline news.
All right, first up, it's just a rumor until we get confirmation, but construction at the Villas at Disneyland Hotel is behind schedule. That would be an owie, because they started taking reservations.
That would be a big owie.
That's an owie.
Yeah.
If you are a Disney runner aficionado, the 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend medals have been revealed. So you can go check that out by just Googling it. There are more sold out dates for the 2023 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Soon to be all of them.
Yeah. I mean, weirdly enough, like August and September, not so much October. I was like, what? Weird. Disney Cruise Line updated pricing on internet packages will now cost you a little bit more to post on Facebook if you're on a cruise.
Yep.
Or not. You can wait till you get home. The new Hatbox Ghost Tiki mug is available at Disneyland. And on launch day, I heard the line was over 4 hours.
Only.
To get
I'm not surprised. I saw it. It looks really nice. Okay. I saw a picture of it. Right. It looks really nice. I don't know if it's four hours nice.
Okay. There you go.
But it's nice.
Yep.
If I had nothing to do on my vacation at Disneyland, which I'm sure I would, but I...
And here's the weird thing. People are posting it's a four-hour thing, and they're still really not limiting how many you can get.
Again.
Why is this not like two per person or one per person? I don't get this. I don't get this. Anyway. I think it just drives the demand, and Disney thrives off of that. So they're like, oh, yeah, buy 10 of them. We don't care.
Get rid of it all right now.
Yeah. Hey, over at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, there are some new drinks heading to the milk stand. So you may want to go check those out if you're into the milk stand drink. Disney World monorails for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party have added a special Halloween glow. Since, you know, they have LED lights underneath them, they can turn them any color they want anytime they want.
Yes, we do.
And they kind of look pretty fun. Seven Dwarfs Meet and Greet is going to return to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Apparently, they had pulled the dwarfs, but now they are back. So, dwarfs to them. Madame Leota received an update look at the Haunted Mansion. You know, they shut it down. Put in the Hatbox Ghost, and apparently Madame Leota got a little upgrade.
And they didn't.
They did?
It's still not there, from what I was told.
I saw a picture of it. Maybe.
Oh, is it now? Must be Disneyland, because I heard it not installed.
Wow.
The Hatbox?
Interesting.
No. I hear it didn't even open after 2 days.
Yeah. And hey, the Bacon Burgers.
Bacon Burger. Hey, if you're hungry.
They were coming to the Eat and Beat, but they bailed. And now the Fray will take their place. So the Fray will take the dates that the Bacon Bros were going to eat to the beat. I don't know.
And you wanted to see them too.
They didn't want to play at Disney World.
I guess. They realized what temperature was going to be when they got here, and they said, nope.
Wait. You want us to play outside? No.
We're an inside kind of band.
Yeah. We're way inside kind of band. So. All right, kids. That's all we got. Anything else you want to discuss, Mr. James?
I don't think so. I think we've got it.
Yeah?
I think so.
Well, hey, listen, thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting up with us. And hey, if you like this show, we have two other shows.
Two more.
Go over to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We have our Extra Magic Hour show and our Disney Plus podcast show. Both are over there. And if you are
plus,
a patron,
you can get
go ahead.
This one today. And you can get this one today.
Yeah, you can get this today. You won't be listening to it on Wednesday. So that's it. And as we like to say around here, if we don't see you online, we'll see you.
We'll see you in the Disney, in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.